I'm getting a drugs 101.
If someone has to smoke brown sugar on a aluminium foil, then you need a uniform flame for a uniform smoke. What happens with the wooden matchstick is the flame is not uniform. So with a wax matchstick, it's a uniform flame throughout.
Brown sugar comes from heroin, and Catsticks is a brand of wax matchsticks. It's also the name of a film that Ronnie Sen directed about the brown sugar underground of Kolkata at the turn of this century. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. This is a Kolkata I've been oblivious to, where addicts go to graveyards and unfinished buildings when the rest of the city has gone to sleep. In this film, beautifully shot in black and white, unfolding over one rainy night, three addicts even go into an abandoned airplane.
What I had heard from some of my friends that they would go into a plane and smoke, you know.
Two men strip naked in the night, searching for a vein in each other, a ballet of vulnerability in the moonlight. One tells a story about how his friend turned his Kolkata house into a drug den. Opium and booze on the ground floor, alcohol on the first, brown sugar on the second. Total Las Vegas, he says.
Tisra talla mein patta. Matlab total Las Vegas bana ke rakha tha isne Lake Town ko. Ab shuru hua case.
The story does not follow the usual drug script I'm used to. Gangs, violence, a no-to-drugs moral. Even a scuffle between an angry father trying to lock up his addict son cowering naked in the bathroom leaves you torn, empathizing with both sides.
And it's violent because the father thinks he can control his son's addiction and his life is unmanageable. Exactly the way the son thinks he can manage drugs and he can't and his life is unmanageable.
Ronnie says, we don't understand addicts.
Even a decade back in Calcutta, they would give electric shocks to drug addicts.
Now, the Minnesota model of community living, one addict helping the other, is more common, but popular culture still looks at it through myopic lens.
The justice system, the law looks at it from a certain kind of lens. It is from a lens of, you know, some kind of morality or bad behavior or something like that.
Ronnie just wanted to capture stories as ephemeral as smoke, like the addict who woke up in a hospital with his mother in the next bed.
He said that he and his mother both were admitted in the same hospital. Him, because of his problem with addiction, substance abuse, and his mother, because she went crazy because of her son's problem with drugs.
Or the man too proud to surrender himself to rehab.
He would do these things. He would get rid of the leg guards of his bike, and he'll ride his bike in such a reckless way that he'll crash somewhere. People will take him to a hospital. He'll create a scene there. And from there, somebody will take him to a rehab.
All these stories make it into the film and more.
These two people who get high and they steal from a shop and they go back to the same shop to sell that. It's funny, but it is real.
The stories, he says, are endless. He remembers the highs and the lows.
When I'm smoking with a rag picker in the middle of the street with no money, my parents don't know where I am. I had faced a lot of crises, a lot of crime, a lot of like 30, 40 people beating me up in the middle of the street, you know. The stories are endless.
But it's the collective story that's important, not his own.
So, you know, every day I live with these stories, and all of us, not only me.
These stories have sprung to life in Catsticks, which opens with a dedication. This is to call my dead friends back from the night. Anyone in particular, I wonder?
Many of them.
Many of them, actually. Yeah, not one. So many of them. I wish I could name them.
Cat Sticks screens at the Third Eye International South Asian Film Festival in San Francisco on November 8th at New People Cinema. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.